3 years ago, aspiring filmmaker Morgan Cooper crafted a fake trailer. It was for a dramatic reboot of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Now that fake trailer has become reality, on Sunday, a revival of the show hits the streaming service Peacock. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans says the new series, called simply Bel-Air, shows that sometimes you should be careful what you wish for.
If Peacock's ambitious drama reboot Bel-Air proves anything, it's that making a scrappy trailer for a TV show that doesn't exist is still a little bit easier than crafting a big-budget series to back up that trailer's promise. Not that Bel-Air doesn't achieve a lot, starting with charismatic lead Jabari Banks as Will Smith. In Bel-Air, Smith is a sought-after high school basketball star with a doting mother who encourages him to expand his horizons beyond their West Philadelphia neighborhood.
I know the thought of leaving Philly is scary.
I ain't scared, Ma. It's just I love my hood. You know what I'm saying? Philly's home.
You're meant to see so much more than these 14 square miles, son. Your crown is waiting as soon
as I find the courage to wear it.
That's right. That's right.
But when Smith gets in a fight with a local gangster after a neighborhood basketball game...
Man, you just mad because your boy Darnell got chalked out. We won, they lost. Like I said, we prefer 20.
He grabs a friend's gun to scatter the crowd.
Hey!
And before long, he's on a plane to live with his rich relatives in California. When the young man arrives in Bel-Air and British-raised butler Jeffrey tries to take his bag, Smith reacts badly until his Aunt Vivian calms him down.
Hey, yo, man, chill, Idris. I can carry my own bags, man.
Idris, yeah? How original.
Will, oh, I'm so happy you're here. Jeffrey, will you please take Will's bags up to his room?
All right. But my office imposter better not come up missing, man.
I hear you, man. AI's a ledge. But I've always been a bit more of a King Kobe fan. R.I.P.
Fans of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air will recognize that the first third of Bel-Air's initial episode basically recreates in dramatic tones the story told in the sitcom's legendary theme song.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
In the original 1990s sitcom, rapper and soon-to-be superstar Will Smith played a version of his stage persona, decked out in brightly colored hip-hop gear with a quip for every occasion. But Bel-Air turns Will Smith into an overconfident hothead, leading to the Peacock drama's biggest problem. It just isn't fun enough. In Bel-Air, Will doesn't playfully clown his straight-laced rich kid cousin Carlton Banks. He beats him down at a pool party. And while Fresh Prince-era Will had a mischievous bond with his uncle Philip Banks, in Bel-Air, their arguments are serious as Uncle Phil's campaign for district attorney.
Boy, I move mountains to give you a second chance. Show some damn gratitude.
For what? So you can use me as a campaign prop to show these rich people how much you care about poor black kids
that
from the
wasn't
hood.
The point,
then
Will.
You gonna send me home after you win your little election?
Look, if I could put you on a plane back to Philly tonight, I would. But I can't. We both know why.
The soapy drama here reminds me of slickly produced series like The CW's All-American. My NPR colleague Aisha Harris said it was like a CW drama with cursing. Pretty good description, given how much they sling the F-word. When Morgan Cooper created his original Bel-Air trailer as a YouTube hit, the promise of seeing these characters excavate serious issues in black culture and family drew support from Will Smith himself, who serves as an executive producer. But in getting serious for Bel-Air, producers may also have overlooked some of what made The Fresh Prince so much fun to hang out with in the first place. I'm Eric Deggans.